This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I spent way too much money this weekend. Way too much money. Now, it's not that I spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I didn't go shopping. I didn't buy any clothes. I didn't buy any jewelry. I never really buy jewelry because I lose it. I didn't do any liposuction or plastic surgery, which I'm in desperate need of. I went to the movies. And I should have saved money this weekend because I didn't go out for Cinco de Mayo. There was a party we were supposed to go to and I wasn't feeling well and I had so much work to do with some student stuff I was working on that I'm like, you know what? Let's save money. Let's save time. Let's save calories. Let's get some work done. But the Avenger movie, you know, it's been a real, real big hit and I think it's smashed box office records now for two straight weeks. So I'm like, all right, well, you know what? We'll go to the movies. This is going to be a fairly inexpensive weekend. So I look up, and there's a couple theaters in town where you have the seats that recline like lazy boys. And I get that that's going to cost a little bit more money. I get that. But one of my buddies said that the one on my side of town is a heck of a lot cheaper than the one on the other side of town. So I'm like, all right, I'll do that. And I'll tell you about the movie in a second. I don't want to give you guys any spoilers. It was definitely worth seeing, but I have a problem with movies of today that I've got to complain about. But let me first complain about the price, because that's what really has my panties all up in a bunch. So I decided to buy for my two kids and my husband and me. So four tickets. All right. And I know I shouldn't have done 3D or digital or Dolby X or THX or Super Sound or Sync Sound 3D Super Plus IMAX. I know, and I avoided all of those. But the only movie available where I could buy tickets was a 3:30 3D. So 3:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. So still matinee price, right? I always go matinee because, you know, why see the same movie for $2 more? So Corey's my tickets, $13.50. Then Stone is 18, so I can't really pretend he's under 12. So I was another $13.50. Now, Brock has had a huge, huge growth spurt. So now he's taller than me. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I really want to save a couple bucks because the kid price is cheaper. And you don't want to know what? I'm like, you know what? No. For $2, we're only talking $2. So four $13 tickets plus tax, plus booking fees, we were already at $60. Then, of course, you know, it's starting to get hot. It's about triple digits now in my neck of the woods. So the kids are thirsty. So I'm like, all right, we'll buy two drinks. Even though I have water in my purse and I've smuggled stuff, and I think I'm lactating again, fine, we'll buy you a couple drinks. It was about, what, $16 for two drinks. $8 a drink? What the hell is going on here? So anyway, we got the supersized drink that we could fill up on the way back so we could pretend like we're getting our money's worth, which we're not. And now we're already up, what, $70, $80. Well, then the kids want to go eat dinner. I'm like, oh, come on. We got stuff at home. You know, we can make a salad and some top ramen and some eggs and got some vegetables and I bought bananas. Oh, Mom, I don't want bananas. I want dinner. I'm hungry. After that movie, I need to eat. So as we're driving back, there's this place called Buca di Beppo, okay? And I apologize for my lacking any Italian swagger and accent with it, but I think it's Buca di Beppo, all right? And this Buca di Beppo place is actually pretty damn yummy. And the kids were so hungry. And I'm like, all right, we'll go. And that's where you buy family-style dishes. So you buy a dish, And it could feed either 2 to 4 people or 4 to 5 people or whatever. So each dish costs $20-$30. So I'm like, all right, we'll just buy 2 dishes. No. One wanted pizza, one wanted linguine, one wanted... I'm like, are you kidding me? So dinner hit $100. Now we need gas. And I had to add the gas onto yesterday's budget, so I added that. That was a very, very expensive day. And I'm like, I could have had liposuction, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, it's really getting expensive to live. You know, they're talking about gas prices going up. I guess one of the headlines today is lobster prices going up. I don't eat lobster. I hear it's really yummy and it looks really yummy. And I've tried it once, but, you know, it's not kosher, so I'm not supposed to. And I guess lobster, 1 pound lobsters are selling $12 a pound. Wait, if a 1 pound lobster is $12 a pound, how come it costs $45 at a restaurant? I get it, because the chef has to cook it. I get it. All right. So I guess lobster prices have skyrocketed. Apparently, it's a couple of dollars more per pound than 6 months ago. And the U.S. lobster industry was kind of in a slow-mo because fishermen were getting to pull their traps. But once they pull their traps, then I guess it's going to start going down. So for those of you who went to lobster, you'll notice that the lobster prices are going down. I've never been to Maine. I want to go to Maine, but I guess that's where the lobster-based industry is. And I would love to go lobster fishing if I ever go up to Maine, so I'll check it out. But anyway, so the adventure movie, was it worth it? Was it worth my spending almost $200-$300 yesterday, all in all, just to take the kids to the movie? And I know it shouldn't have cost that much. I should have packed some Top Ramen. I should have packed some water bottles. And I should have made them pretend to be under 12 years old. I should have done that. They act like they're 12. I mean, anyway. And made my husband a senior. I've done that before. You know, some senior pricing is not in movie theaters like 50. And even though Corey's not 50 yet, I make him pretend. Because he does. He walks around grumpy, and I'm like, you know what? This is good. This is good. You look just like, you know, the way my grandparents did, so why don't we get the senior discount? But anyway, the movie was good. Too much going on. Way too much going on. These movies, just like the Transformer movies, and just like a lot of these sci-fi movies, there is too much going on. And I'm really starting to miss these movies where there's just a real damn good story. That's why I think I like that Quiet Place movie. That Quiet Place movie was kind of one storyline, the same characters, and it kept you interested. Here, there was like 10,000 things going on. By the way, the movie was almost 3 hours long. I had to pee twice, so I missed 2 important scenes. So you guys are going to have to catch me up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure you guys heard that fish oil may not do jack diddly squat, and you may still be swimming up Blake Creek, expecting them to save you from heart disease. As another study found that it doesn't prevent heart disease. This is a third or fourth study I've heard where these fish oil supplements aren't really what they are touted to be. An analysis of 10 trials of fish oil supplements found that fish oil doses ranging from 226 milligrams to 1,800 milligrams a day of omega-3 fatty acids and fish oils provided no significant protection against major vascular event. Now, what is a major vascular event? Heart attack, stroke, something that has to do with your vessels that carry blood to the body, important body organs. And I know May is National Blood Pressure Awareness Month, and American Stroke Month. We'll talk about that. Not that we want people to get strokes this month in awareness. We will teach you guys about that in a second. But May is a big month for this, so we're going to get a lot of news on blood pressure and stroke and all that. So this one study on fish oil, very helpful for a lot of y'all that spend a lot of money on these supplements. These findings were published in the Journal of American Cardiology in March. Not sure why we're hearing about it now in May. But the research looked at 77,197 older adults over a four-year period who took different forms of fish oil supplements. And this came out of Oxford University. And they say people were better off eating a healthy diet. I was talking about this on McIntyre in the Morning on KBC this morning about with Leanne Tweeden and Doug McIntyre on, what I think is going on here. With these fish oil supplements, and I've told you guys this for years, I would rather you just eat the gosh darn fish. There is something about nature that our body better tolerates and better absorbs. You can't take nature and stick it in a bottle. You can't do that. It won't work. You know, we don't believe that there's side effects or bad things that happen, although I stopped recommending, I don't think I ever officially recommended fish oil supplements to anybody. I recommended they eat the fish, but I didn't recommend fish oil for the longest time because I had heard years ago that it may actually bump up your bad cholesterol, your LDL. And the LDL makes things a lot more sticky and gooey and cloggy when it comes to your arteries. Now, again, there's been only a few studies out there. Overall, people believe that it helps lower cholesterol, but this latest data was like, no, it's not going to prevent heart disease. So many of you guys have a whole bunch of these bottles in your cupboard. It's not going to hurt you, but if you can actually eat the gosh darn regular fish, you'll probably be better off. Now, why fish? Well, they've looked at populations. Doug McIntyre was talking about how people with the longest longevity in their lives are Japanese and Icelanders. And people from Iceland and Japan eat a heck of a lot of fish. And when we look at the Mediterranean diet is big on fish, vegetables, olive oil, whole grain. Not pills. So when you look at people's diets and you look at their longevity and their health, you put the two together. It's not necessarily cause and effect, but obviously people who eat a more balanced diet and stay away from heavy, fatty red meat don't seem to do as well as those who eat more fish. Wait, those who eat, I don't know if I just did a double negative or not. Now, the authors think maybe the reason why these people do better is because if they're eating more fish, they're eating less red meat. Whereas in America, we eat a crap load of red meat. So maybe that's one reason. But it could also be preservatives. It could be a variety of things. Now, the average person that listens to this will say, no. I'm not going to stop taking my fish oil because if I eat regular fish, I'm going to get mercury poisoning. You are not going to get mercury poisoning from eating regular fish. Now, eating a lot of fish over a period of time, yes, could give you mercury poisoning, but some of these fish oil supplements could have mercury as well. You could be popping mercury in your fish oil supplement. Fish have mercury. And we need some, we just don't need a lot. So eat a balanced diet. If you're going to have fish, have maybe 3 or 4 ounces of fish. That's about a deck of cards in terms of size. It doesn't mean you have to have a whole fillet that covers up a whole large plate. Does that make sense? So when we say eating fish, or when we say a lot of people of Japan or Iceland eat fish, we're not talking big, big bowls. This weekend I had a arroz con pollo, and I love my arroz con pollo. I get chicken thigh meat, I season it, then I put it on some Spanish rice, and I cover it with cheddar cheese. That's my arroz con pollo. And it is so delicious. Well, I want to be a whole part of the, I had to work at home this weekend. So I wanted to kind of, feel like I was a part of the festivities without drinking a bunch of margaritas and mojitos. I had my arroz con pollo. I was very happy. In fact, I got some of it for lunch. I'm so happy. I cannot wait to eat my arroz con pollo. But that's not the healthiest diet. And when I do eat my arroz con pollo, it has to be in a big bowl and it has to be with a spoon. I eat my arroz con pollo with a spoon. And I just dig in. I have my nice warm bowl. It's so nice during the winter, and it's so yummy. And I like that. And it's a comfort dish, comfort food dish. Okay, that's not how other countries they eat. They go, oh, man, really, I got to eat? Okay, we got to eat something. Let's sit down. Let's eat. I'll eat my fish. I'll eat my vegetables. Okay, good. This was very yummy. Now let's move on. Whereas for us, we're like, okay, I planned my whole night around my arroz con pollo. I planned the whole night. So what do we do now in terms of our heart health and fish oil and our supplements? Well, first, be careful out there with all these supplements that are being sold. The reason why people take supplements is because they lack something. Now, a critic of an article of this, or a critic of me, there's a few out there. I know, I don't know. Let's just assume, all right, that there may be a critic of my show. Let's just say, all right? Okay, I know, baffles me too. But somebody will say, whoa, 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 I don't eat fish. So if I don't eat fish, let me just go and take the fish supplements. Well, omega-3 is just one zillionth of what a piece of fish offers you. What if there's other things in that fish that we just haven't dissected out and formulated or figured out or identified, shall we say? Maybe there's a vitamin Z, and we don't know about that, but it's somehow in the fish. Now, you would think by now they could figure out the compounds, but maybe not. Maybe there are some compounds in these foods that we eat that the second they hit our stomach acid, they convert. And they convert to something our body needs. We see this over and over again. Now, look at milk. Okay? People have said that calcium helps you lose weight. Calcium builds your bones. Calcium is wonderful for you. But these calcium supplements have had some scary findings in that some people taking calcium supplements may be more at risk for calcium deposits in their arteries. So in the science world, in the layman world, everyone's like, oh, no, what does this mean? What does it mean? I go, well, it means the supplement is too chalky. It means whatever the heck we're putting in our bodies, whatever chalky, you know, substrate, pill, whatever the hell that is too chalky for our arteries. Our body likes calcium. Our bodies were designed to take in calcium from mother's milk or from animal milk. Then that's how we should be getting our calcium. I can't stand milk. So, yes, I will eat things fortified in calcium because I can't stand milk. But, you see, there's a difference here. So, also, fish oil supplements may give you heartburn. They may make you burp. So you'll have stinky fish breath. So, you know, I'm not saying to avoid them. And I'm not saying that they're going to hurt you. They're not. But don't not eat a piece of fish because you really, really want to use the supplements as your only method of nutrition. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, it's frustrating. I get that. I can't stand the taste of fish. I want to be able to, you know, take supplements, feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to, supplement whatever I'm deficient in. But if you're going to supplement yourself, have like some, you know, pieces of cod or fish or whatever sitting there in your refrigerator or freezer, thaw one out, take a couple bites, and then move on with your life. That's what I'd suggest. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Ashley Spencer was aboard American Airlines flight, and yes, we have another headline involving an airplane, but this one has a happier ending. She was, I guess, on her way to Cleveland. I guess she was going to Cleveland Clinic to treat for eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis. This is an extremely rare autoimmune disease that causes inflammation of the person's blood vessels. Well, she was eating a bag of chips. She's only 28 years old. And she ate a bag of chips before flight. This, they believe, triggered a severe allergic reaction. So, she starts to pass out. And she starts to go into anaphylactic shock. She stopped breathing. Now, there was a doctor on the plane, Dr. Eric Kyle. Nobody ever writes an article when I save somebody mid-flight. Nobody cares. But that's all right. Still, this guy gets his kudos. Okay? And, you know, flight attendant said, look, are there any medical professionals? And Dr. Eric Kyle was on the scene. He's an electrophysiology fellow. He is also employed by the Cleveland Clinic. So he injected Spencer with EpiPens. Now, he was a doctor. Oh, there was another doctor from North Carolina who was on the plane who also helped. He said, when a person is going to anaphylactic shock, it has to be taken seriously. Having Dr. Keel on board was so important, he was monitoring the heart completely. But the other doctor didn't get any credit. Oh, it's great. No, usually, no, you know what? It's the doctor that is doing the injections is the one that takes the lead. Or the doctor giving the orders. I've done that. You know, a whole bunch of people are like, look, I'm in charge. I don't sit there and go, I'm in charge. But I'm like, this is what we need. We need this, 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 this. And by the way, in the medical profession, you don't sit there and go, oh, I'll take credit or I'll take credit. You don't do that. You just jump in and you do. You don't give a damn about the credit. However, I'm wondering what's going to happen after articles such as this, because there's always one person that gets all the credit and the fame, and the other person doesn't. Now, the airline treats you all the same. The airline will give you all vouchers afterwards, saying, you know what, you guys all get a free drink. Or you all get, sometimes they'll even give you a couple $100s. It all depends on you know, how nice the airline is. But they'll give you vouchers, they'll do something really, really cool, and you're like, you don't need to look. I just did my job, I don't, you know, oh, a free drink? Yeah, I'll take a free drink. Because a lot of times you need a drink afterwards. You're like, damn. I usually don't drink afterwards because I'm usually watching the patient until the plane makes the emergency landing. So I'm usually watching and whatever. But it's very interesting that there was another doctor on the scene helping, but he doesn't get any credit. But look, this Dr. Keel, I think, is very, very cool. Well done. So Miss Spencer was able to tell WEWS that her heart was already weak due to her autoimmune disease, and having a doctor on board to monitor her vitals might have saved her life. So when you go into anaphylaxis, you can't breathe. And this anaphylactic shock happens because you have all this histamine and leukotriene and this whole cascade of immunological mediators that come into play to try to protect your body. But when it does that, it overdoes. And you end up not being able to breathe. Sometimes the throat swells. Sometimes the lungs constrict. The lung linings constrict. And so you can very easily asphyxiate, not get enough oxygen, and unfortunately die during anaphylactic shock. Anaphylactic shock can be spurred by a whole variety of things. Bee stings, peanut allergies, shellfish. And what's very, very interesting is many people that go into anaphylactic shock didn't think that what they were going to do was going to put them into this reaction. And it's because it takes time for your body to develop an allergy. So with a bee sting, I've been stung by a bee before. That does not mean I will not get anaphylactic shock. It just means my body has recognized it. Maybe I didn't go into anaphylactic shock yet, but maybe the next time I could. It's not the first time, it's the subsequent time. Now, I'm not saying if you've ever been stung by a bee, you're screwed. It's still rare to get an anaphylactic shock from a bee sting, but people who go into anaphylactic shock from bee stings, they weren't virgins from a bee sting perspective. All right? It was the second, third, 20th time. So when your body gets a reaction to something, it's because it recognized it and doesn't like it anymore. So somebody had four EpiPens. The average plane, we don't have a standard on how many EpiPens would be there. And four are pretty expensive. So my guess is she had EpiPens on standby, plus other people might have had. But to go through four EpiPens, that was a severe reaction. She did end up, the plane made an emergency landing at Pittsburgh. She was rushed to the hospital. She spent the night at the ICU. And then she's going to make her Cleveland Clinic appointment to treat her EGPA. And then she's also going to meet up with Dr. Keel when she makes her appointment Monday. He'll stop by. Everybody will be like, oh, there'll be a nice little photo op, and pretty, pretty cool. So very, very cool. Good for her. For my guess is she had some of this medicine on standby and was able to convey that somehow, or if not, good for the doctor being able to jump in and recognizing that. And you can recognize that they're wheezing, they're not breathing. And so you need to be able to maintain an airway. We talk about the ABCs, even though they're changing it now, but airway, breathing, circulation. So you want to make sure you maintain an airway, get them breathing. You want to make sure you're circulating. Now we're doing it a little differently. It's all about the circulation. If somebody does not have a pulse, to heck with everything else, we're telling you just start pumping the heart. Just start performing CPR and get that blood pumping throughout the body. But if she has a pulse, then you got to go back to airway. You have got to make sure that airway is open. Now, some people will do a tracheotomy where they will open up the trachea. We've heard of doctors having to use pen casings, you know, these ballpoint pens where you take out the ink and yet like a straw, things like that. You know, there's a variety of things that people can do on a plane. We don't want people to start cutting into each other, obviously. But in this particular case, if they knew what was going on, you give the EpiPen. And the epinephrine helps dilate the lung linings, helps vasoconstrict, so we could reverse some of the anaphylactic shock symptoms. However, it only lasts so long. That's why they needed four. So, you know, hopefully they would have had more on standby. So, what are on planes? For those of you who, you know, have some medical training, you're like, well, look, I want to be ready and prepared if I need to administer medical care. Well, first, don't volunteer if you don't know what you're doing. But if you know what you're doing, or you want to say, look, I'll help anybody, please help. But if you don't know what you're doing, don't pretend that you know what you're doing. Always defer to somebody who says they're a physician, a nurse, a first responder. Let them make sure they jump in. Now, there is not always a doctor on a plane. There's no requirement for that. Flight attendants are trained at first aid, and there are some medical kits on board, but no, it's not like having an air marshal. All right, you don't have a doctor always on the plane. Doctors seem to fly a lot because we always have conferences and things to do, but no. All right? Many times there's also a lot of nurses, etc. And so most planes will have a basic first aid kit, an enhanced first aid kit, which may have some injectables, an automatic defibrillator. There's also supplemental oxygen, which is excellent. Because many times while somebody is in duress, we need to give them oxygen. IVs may be available in the emergency kit. One time we had a code, there was no IV. There was no IV available, so I couldn't put one in. And we had to just keep doing CPR. And so nowadays, though, they do. And what I recommend is you have your medical information very easily seenable, like a bracelet. So a doctor, I would really recommend having it as a little necklace. Okay, a little MediLert necklace or a MediLert bracelet. Because we will, as medical professionals, look for that. And if it says that you have a big allergic component or you're a diabetic or you're whatever, that helps us prepare. Now, some people say, well, wait a second, you should always prepare for someone being a diabetic. You should always prepare for someone having a heart condition. We do, but when you're in anaphylactic mode, you might not be thinking about sugar. So it helps. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Any Huey Lewis fans? Remember Huey Lewis on the news? Right? You know, harder rock and roll, harder rock and roll. Listen to me. Ooh, yeah. All right, anyway. But the power of love. Anyway, so Huey Lewis apparently has revealed that he may never sing again. Why? Because he's got a rare ear disease. Now, he has Meniere's disease, which we'll talk about. And he opened up in an interview. He's 67 years old. And he says he has suffered sudden hearing loss. So he may never be able to hear music, hence sing. You know, a lot of you guys have asked me why I can't sing. And it's because I have hearing issues, right? So, sometimes my hearing issues are really, really good and I sound good. So, he's been touring with his band, The News, for 40 years, which is really, really cool. The fact that he is still with his group, you know, most bands break up, so he's still, it's amazing. And he sold 15 million albums. And he only missed only 5 gigs his whole life. But now, I guess, he had to cancel, a recent tour. So he experienced this bizarre sound in his ear. It was like the bass sounded like a fighter jet. Everything turned to white noise. And so doctors determined that he has Meniere's disease. So this is a inner ear condition that could come with dizziness, hearing loss, and tinnitus, which is a sound coming into your ear. And so we'll tell you to cut out caffeine. Sometimes we'll use a little Valium or whatever, but there's really not a lot of treatments for Meniere's disease. So they've canceled the rest of the shows for 2018. And he's having a hard time with this. I don't blame him. I mean, it really, really stinks. So, apparently it's also hit Ryan Adams, Kristen Chenoweth. They've also suffered from Meniere's. Now, many of you will say, whoa, okay, I have that. I have Meniere's disease. I'm like, why do you think you have Meniere's disease? They go, because I hear a chirping in my ear. I hear a bzzz, bzzz. Okay, you may have tinnitus. Or tinnitus, we call it. So you could have ringing in their ears, which is kind of pretty common. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're also going to get hearing loss. It doesn't mean you're also going to have the dizziness. But when you have the three together and it's severe, we call it Meniere's disease. Now, some of you say, yeah, I'm a little dizzy. Yeah, I have some issues with my hearing. Well, a lot of us have issues with our hearing. Many of us have sensorineural hearing loss as we start to age. Some of us have conductive hearing loss if we don't clean out the wax in our ears. So get it checked out. Get it checked out. But this vertigo, which you get with this spinning sensation, that also can come with age, especially after age 40. A lot of us will get some vertigo. When you wash your hair and you lean over and then you get back up, and that could be an inner ear issue. And so, they all could be related. You could lose balance, etc. So we want you to check it out. But these symptoms, what makes Meniere's different from what you or I may think we have, is these episodes may last hours. As opposed to just getting a little dizzy after you wash your hair, or hearing a little bit of a bzzz, and then you just kind of go outside and it goes away. This is where they could last at least 20 minutes to 4 hours, according to the American Academy of Otolaryngology. So, being a musician, for those of you guys that are in the music business or that, are musicians, you understand how devastating that is. So we send our prayers for Huey Lewis. We do not want him dealing with that. And, it sounds like he's in good hands and being treated pretty well. All right. The 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also making headlines is this case where a gentleman was misdiagnosed as having a migraine, but instead it ended up being a tumor, and he did not have a migraine, which is why I take people who have headaches very, very seriously. Doctors told Danny Hunt, 58 years old, that he was suffering from migraines before it was discovered, according to Fox News, that he had a severe form of cancer in his eye. Now his right eye has been removed along with the bone in his nose and jaw. They've had to use a flap of skin from his back and an artery to cover the horrific hole in his face caused by this cancer. He had begun suffering these severe headaches and throat infections back in 2008. So his doctor diagnosed him with laryngitis. Hospital staff said he must be suffering from migraines. And then according to Danny's wife, Mandy, she said her husband had a lump next to his eye, and that was getting bigger and bigger. Now, they live in London. So they went to the Morrisfield Eye Hospital to get a specialist opinion. Now, again, it's always easy being Monday morning quarterback, but being a physician at this, if somebody has a mass on their face, I'm getting a CAT scan. If someone has chronic headaches, I'm getting a scan, whether it's a CT or an MRI. If somebody has chronic throat infections, again, I'm getting a scan, or I'm doing an NPL. So, basically, the specialist said there's something not right, there's something in the back of your eye. So specialists told the man that he had a tumor with spider legs. Now, I don't think we have the full exact name of this tumor. I don't think we're looking at a choroid or a retinal melanoma. I don't think we're looking at that. But he had to have his eye removed by 2009. Then he had multiple operations. There's no bone in his nose, so everything comes out. The bone underneath the brain, they said, has crumbled. So now, apparently, Everything that gets stuck in the nose has to be cleaned out. They actually show a picture. You actually see the eye. You can actually see into the face. It's actually very nice and clean. And it's something that anybody could look at, which is why Fox News has it up there. It doesn't look gross, but it is pretty, for those of you that don't want to look inside a human's face or skull, you've got to see it. So he had undergone other surgeries, and he had a variety of other issues, other medical issues. But this is what's really, really frustrating. I'm not blaming England's health care system. I'm not going to go there. You know, because things get missed in America, too. But you are going to have to be the one. This, I have got to put you guys more in the driver's seat when it comes to your health. And if you think something is related or you don't think something is related, you have got to bring it up. Now, I'm just as guilty as going to the doctor and forgetting to bring stuff up. I'm just as guilty. I'll be like, no, I'm fine. Because I want to get the hell out of there. Then I go home and I'm like, oh, I should have brought this up. Oh, I have this symptom. I should have brought that up. Then go back. Make a new visit. Some of us will call, and there's not really a lot we could do then because the doctor's busy working on other patients. And many times they'll say, come back in so we could work that up. But, you know, if you feel like there's a lump in your face, you have to say something. Remember, I told my doctor at UCLA, I'm like, I think I have a mass on my ovary. My tummy's really flat, but it seems a little bigger there. And she's like, you know, no, you're fine. She did an ultrasound. She said it's just a cyst. I'm like, I don't think so. So I went to my doctor in Vegas when I started training in Vegas. And I go, I'm here because I think I have a mass on my ovary. And they do a scan and they go, yeah, it is a mass. You're right. And so sometimes you have to be a little bit more persistent. I understand that insurance may not pay for it. But you need to point it out. You need to have them feel it. If you are sure you have a lump and they aren't addressing it, then you get a second opinion. There's some doctors and nurses out there that may just, you know, not feel what you're feeling. Or, you know, like breast lumps are notorious for that. Sometimes the lump is just so easy to feel, it's right there. And then others, if it's really small, you're like, I don't know. But here's the thing. If somebody says they feel something, and I personally can't feel it because it's too small, but they can and they know, I'll order the mammogram and the ultrasound. If insurance doesn't pay for it, do you want to pay for it yourself? And the majority of the people will say, yeah, I don't care. Even if insurance doesn't pay for it, let me pay for it myself. There's a lot of places that will do discounts, heavily discounted mammograms and ultrasounds, etc. So, you feel like something's wrong, go for it. Now, having migraines, so many of us have migraines. I suffer from migraines, we all do. Most of the time, we will get a scan to make sure there's nothing else going on before we diagnose you as migraines. That's what we do here in the States. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.